This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. Well, following a long August recess, your Congress returned to work this week with the sands in the hourglass fast running away from us on funding the government beyond September the 30th. That's the single focus of leadership in both the House and the Senate, because absent a deal by the end of September, that's our fiscal year, the U.S. government could be forced to shut down, at least partially, until reasonable minds can work through the divisions. This week, Speaker Mike Johnson floated a six-month continuing resolution with the SAVE Act attached to it. Now, the SAVE Act is a bill that ensures persons in this country who are not U.S. citizens cannot vote in federal elections. That's already the law, but in certain states, there are provisions that serve to bypass this statute. The SAVE Act fixes that. It, among other things, would require states to establish a program to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls and give states immediate, no-cost access to federal databases with citizenship information to do so. Once announced, the House GOP weighed in, and just before a final vote on the measure could take place, leadership pulled the bill because, frankly, they didn't have the votes. The reasons were all over the board. Some don't like the spending caps. Some members just won't support a CR. Some didn't like the length of the CR. So in the end, rather than take a thumping on the floor, leadership pulled a measure. They seem to still be married to the idea, but I don't think it's going anywhere. Further, the Senate was poised to strip the SAVE Act, they don't like it, and send it back to the House, further complicating the situation. I don't believe shutting down the government in October on the eve of one of the most important national elections in my lifetime is worth the risk. If it happened, and if the GOP got blamed for it, it would likely impact the outcome in November. There's too much at stake to be playing with that kind of fire. We've been in this situation many times. I've commented on this very program about our broken budget process. Where we are today is a result of both a broken budget process and divided government. Regardless of the outcome in November, we're still going to be in some sort of divided government because the Senate, no matter who has the gavel, won't have a 60-vote majority, and you got to have that to overcome a filibuster. And unless and until Congress can get serious about on-time budgets and annual appropriations, we're still going to be subject to CRs, omnis, and threats of shutdowns. In Arkansas, there's an old saying, you don't learn nothing the second time you get kicked in the head by a mule. All you get is a big headache, and believe me, Congress has one of migraine proportions. I pray that when we return next week, we figure this all out, because time is running short. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.